Imperfection, by any other name, is still imperfection. Imperfection, by any other name, is still imperfection. Do we sometimes allow ourselves to do imperfect things because the greater good seems to be out there needing to be met? How do we do these things? We've been watching the Kennedy tapes about his presidency, and the documentary was giving all sorts of interesting things. And when the white supremacy and the blacks were fighting it out in the South, in Georgia, the president didn't know what to do because the law said he shouldn't touch. There was no civil rights law that was there, and there was no civil rights law that was saying that these people had rights. Now, did these people have rights? Did the blacks have rights? Were they citizens of the United States? Did they become citizens? Did they take out citizenship papers and so forth? Did they become citizens after leaving slavery and so forth? If they were not, they were made citizens by Abraham Lincoln and by many others who said that they deserve all the rights and privileges of citizens because they are. Just like we have Mexicans and international travelers who come into the country here, and being in the country, they come into a time where nothing can be done for them, it seems, and so they're given citizenship by the president, and he gives us so many people who had come into the country, illegal or however, citizenship, if they would sign up for it, and of course, do the things necessary to be a citizen. Now, how can that happen? How can a president do that? How can it be that in the United States, any group of people are allowed to go and bomb a bus that is filled with other people, regardless of what their race or color is? How could anything ever like that be allowed and not be stood up for, not be backed up for? How could it ever be? Well, that's the slow progress that we have for perfection. But imperfection by any other name is still imperfection. And to take the lives or the good health of any person by putting them in jeopardy, by throwing bombs at them, by firing the bus in which they're sitting and things, is totally wrong in the United States. What goes on in the rest of the world, it's totally wrong there too, as far as we're concerned, but we do not stick our nose in that. We do not tell other countries how they're to have their morals and how they're to have their attitudes toward life. But we have attitudes toward life here in the United States. Our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, all of the things that we have which tell who we are, spell out very specifically that a human being deserves human attention. And man's inhumanity to man is not acceptable in the United States, although sometimes it happens, but it's not acceptable. Imperfection is never really acceptable. No matter how the law might allow it, no matter how things might say it's okay, it's never okay. And the reason it's never okay is that every one of us are divine beings. Every one of us are the ideal of the human being. Every one of us. Whether we are acting properly or improperly, we are all human beings and we are all heir to whatever a human is. Do we have in our mental attitude self-righteousness that says we can do certain things and other people can't? Would you say that as you looked at the people in other nations of the world, and many of them are living here in the United States too, but would you say as you're looking at the people in other countries that they are foreigners? that they are not like us. If we have the privilege that we give ourselves to look at anyone in this world as being inhuman, not human, even we treat our dogs and cats and our pets with more humanity than we oftentimes treat our fellow human. And if we would just have, what is it that allows us to be human to dogs and cats and pets? Well, it's the fact that we say of them that we love them unconditionally. And we love them unconditionally. They too must mind the rules, but we love them unconditionally. And so every being in the universe we love unconditionally. And when we learn to love them unconditionally, what happens to us? When we learn to love all beings unconditionally, then we treat all beings with humanity, with humanness, with unconditional love, with the attitude that all is in divine order. This is what each one of us must do if we're going to do anything in our life. Each one of us must start out first by loving ourselves, loving our own individual being, and seeing that we are ideal, we are divine, we are wonderful, we are fantastic. And as we see this, then we look at all other living creatures. Why is it the Hindus are so adamant about stepping on a bug or swallowing one even? Why is it that some religions in the world, here in the United States that are practiced, do not like to swat a fly or kill a bug or take care of anything that is? Even scorpions and rattlesnakes, people are reluctant to kill them. They're reluctant to kill them because they are a life form. Well, that's true, they are. And if we would say, I am surrounded by the pure white light of love, and all in my world is good and very good, we would not have dangerous beings in our world, not dangerous rattlesnakes or scorpions or anything that might be disturbing to us. We would not have dangerous human beings in our world that might be dangerous to us. Because we surround ourselves with our pure white light of love. And we surround all these rattlesnakes with our pure white light of love, and all these scorpions and all these people, good, bad, and indifferent, with our pure white light of love. And as we surround them, then wherever we are living in peace. We're living in harmony. We're living in right action. There is no evil in the world. And if we call the Russians evil, we are calling ourselves evil because that's what we see in them. And if we call the Russians having a different philosophy or different attitudes toward life, then why don't we just change it and say the Russians are balanced, harmonious people according to our philosophy? And if we do that, you'd be surprised how quickly a balance in the philosophy would be evident and would be there. And it is up to us to take charge of this and be in charge. It is true, imperfection, by any other name, is imperfection. And if we say we have rights and we want to take away the rights of others, then that's an imperfection that needs to be remedied. Are you ready to take that in charge in your life? Are you ready to be responsible in your life? Are you ready to know who you are? Are you ready to recognize that while men and women who work with snakes are not fearful of them, they're careful of them because they know how they operate? And when Caesar Milan works with his dogs, he thinks what he wants the dog to do, and he acts with the dog as though he expects the dog to do what he wants it to do, and the dog responds. The dog responds, and like I say to Rex when he's not next to me and we're walking out along the mile paths around the meditation here, I say, Rex, I say under my breath, Rex, come walk with me. I love you. Come walk with me. And then I forget it and go my way, and next thing you know, there he is walking beside me. The power of our word inside of ourselves is so tremendous and wonderful. We should use it more often. There is now peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now balance and harmony on earth, and it began with me. There is now perfection on earth in every way possible, and it began with me. And when we say that, we are being masters of ourself, our world, and all the experiences that we have. Claim this for yourself today as I do, and enjoy the benefit that comes from thinking, Rex, walk with me now. And wherever he is, he's by my side. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. And wherever the world is, whatever the circumstances are, it is peace, and it is now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.